This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you another beautiful song today by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians, and continue with our verse-by-verse study of the Book of Acts, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Today, continuing to look in chapter 4. So get your Bibles out if you can and follow along. But before that, I want to remind you that here at the Gospel Hour, we have a great collection of Scofield Reference Bibles and large print and giant print Bibles. Of course, all King James Version Bibles. And they're here if you would like them for Christmas. Just write me, call me, email me, and I can give you all of the information about our Bibles. But right now, we're going to hear I Love to Tell the Story from our featured album, Under His Wings. Enjoy the music, and then Dr. Green.
Now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, direct us as we open Thy Word to study today. May Thy will be done, O God. As I speak, I beg, I pray for souls. Save souls, our Heavenly Father, today. In Jesus' name, amen. Acts 4:4. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of them was about 5,000. Now, I'm going to speak today, even though we're in the book of Acts and we're studying Acts, I'm going to use this verse as a text, and then I'm going to give to you today the message that gave me the assurance of salvation. Now, the night I was converted, I heard a message on Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death. Now, I knew that. I was a sinner. I was a miserable sinner. And I knew in my heart that I was lost and undone without God and on the road to hell. And I stood in the doorway of the Laurel Creek Baptist Church, the old building, and I heard Brother Watson preach a sermon on the wages of sin is death. And I was convicted that I was lost and undone and on the road to hell. And I feared dying. I was afraid to die. Many nights I would go to bed, and I would, there in the bed before I would go to sleep, I would just picture myself in hell begging for a drop of water to cool my parching tongue. So I stood in the doorway of the church, and I heard the message on the wages of sin's death. And I went forward that night, and the minister read John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And then the minister that preached that night asked me if I believed that. And I said, "Yes, I believe that. I believe it with all my mind, with all the understanding I have." And he said, "That's just it. You believe it with your mind. You believe there is a God, and you believe that God loved sinners, and you believe that Jesus was a man, that he came over." But he said, "You've never believed it with your heart." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You've never trusted Jesus as your Savior." Then he asked me if I would put my trust in the Lord Jesus. And I said, with all the understanding I have, with all I know, I will. And I began to weep, and the preacher prayed for me, and I went home and got out on my knees in my little bedroom, and I asked God to have mercy on me, and I said, "God, I don't know how to pray, and I don't know what to say, but I said, Lord God, you know what I want. You know I want to be saved. Save me." And God saved me. Now listen, beloved, God saved me that night, but I did not know the how of salvation. I did not know why I was saved. Now, what do I mean by that? Now, notice, "Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. They heard the word and they believed. Now, here is the scripture. A little later, a few nights later, I sat in the prayer room with a group of converts, and the minister instructed them in the prayer room, and I sat there listening. And here's the verse. Here is the verse that brought assurance to my heart and showed me how and why I was saved. Romans 10:9, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Then the minister read, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Then I realized, and it dawned upon me, that I was saved by confessing Jesus with my mouth, Jesus, God's Son, God's Christ, the Savior of sinners, the Lamb of God. I confessed it with my mouth. When the minister read John 3:16 to me, I said, "I believe it with all the understanding, with all the ability, with all the faith, with all the knowledge I have. I believe it. I receive it. I take it." And then I realized that God understood, even though I didn't understand. I didn't understand how. God understood my heart. God knew my heart. And God knew that I wanted salvation. And God honored the little faith I had. Now listen, it's not whether you have a gallon or a peck or a bushel of faith, an ounce or a pound or a ton of faith. It doesn't come like that. Now, we increase in faith as we study the Word of God. But, beloved, it's not how much faith do you have, but in whom? In whom do you have your faith? Now, I knew that night that I could not save myself. I knew that. And I realized that if it were left up to me to live for God, I could not live for God. I knew that because I was a miserable, wretched sinner. But I saw this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, and I did that. I did it. I said, yes, I believe that Jesus is the Christ. I believe that God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. I believe that. And then I said, I believe that God raised Him. Sure, I believe they nailed Him to a cross, and I believe He died on the cross. I believe that. Then with a heart, I believed unto righteousness. I became righteous in the sight of God. I was unrighteous. I became righteous, not because of anything that I had done or could do, but because of what I had believed. I had believed the Word of God. I had received the Word of God, and God saved me. Now, that's the way I was saved, and that's how I came to the assurance of salvation. I confessed with my mouth. I believed with my heart, and God saved me. That's been over 32 years ago. And these past 32 years plus, I can truthfully say, God bears me record, I lie not. I've never doubted that God saved me that night. Now let's go back to this verse and let me show you. Many of them which heard the word. Now, how are we saved anyhow? We're saved by God's grace. God's grace saves us. We are saved by grace. We're not saved by works. We're not saved by living a good life. We're not saved by quitting our meanness. You can quit your meanness, quit drinking, quit gambling, quit cussing, quit everything, and you're still lost. You're not saved by quitting. You can't quit and be saved. You receive Jesus. We're saved by God's grace. God's grace does the saving. Now, how do we get God's grace? Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith. Faith brings saving grace. But how do I get faith? Romans 10:17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, that's what 5,000 did. Think of it. Think of it, beloved. Peter preached, and 5,000 people heard the word, and 5,000 were saved. Have you ever been in a place where 5,000 people found God in one service? Have you ever witnessed such a sight? Well, now, how did they do it? Now, let me say this. I believe in dealing with individuals. We do that in our meetings. When an individual comes to the altar or to the front, whatever you want to call it, to make a difference. When anyone comes forward seeking salvation or under conviction or to be prayed with, we always, in my meetings, we deal with them individually with an open Bible down on our knees. We read the Word of God. We instruct them. We pray with them, either at the front bench, an altar, or in the prayer room. Now, here's what I want you to see. They believe the Word of God. 5,000. Now, I don't see how to save my life, how they dealt with 5,000 individually. I'm saying that to say this. You're there in the home today. You're in the automobile. You're in the place of business. You may be on a fishing boat or a shrimp boat. You may be in an airplane. I don't know where you are. You may be on a tractor. I have some farmer friends that listen to me on their tractors in the field, believe it or not. I don't know where you are today as I speak to you, because we're reaching many thousands from coast to coast, Canada, Mexico, some of the islands. I don't know where you are. You may be at the breakfast table. You may be eating lunch. You may be eating dinner. And we're on one station from 10:30 until 11 o'clock at night. So you may be in bed listening to the gospel hour. I don't know where you are, but I know this. If you are alone right now, no one but you, just you, wherever you are, you can be saved. I don't have to be there. No other minister must be there. No person must be there. You hear the word. You hear the word. And you believe the word. You receive the word. And God will save you wherever you are right now. God will save you. And I'm begging for souls today. I'm asking God to send in many testimonies. Listen to me. Some of you are under conviction. You've been under conviction. You are under conviction. You're disturbed. You're afraid to die. And I'm begging for your salvation. They believe the word. All right. Jesus said in John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Now, how do we pass from death unto life? He that heareth my word, John 5:24, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath, H-A-T-H, present tense, right now, not will have when you die, not will have when you get to heaven, but you have right now. He that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, will not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Now you do, what do? You hear the word, hear the word, hear the word. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed. 5,000 were saved. They heard the word, 5,000. You may be alone. You're hearing the word. Believe the word. You're hearing the word. The word brings faith. Faith brings grace. Grace brings salvation. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Titus 2:11. The grace of God that brings salvation. Faith brings grace, and grace brings salvation, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now then, listen to this. He that believeth on the Son of God hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son of God shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth on him. John 3:36. Now listen to this. He that believeth on the Son is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned, already condemned, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. When I say, Brother Green, what about this scripture that I've heard you read, and I've heard other ministers read so many times, except a man be born again. Now, what about that, preacher? Nicodemus came to Jesus, and Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3-5. Now, what did Jesus mean? We read in 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, by the word of God. So, howbeit many of them which heard the word believed. They heard the word, they believed. We are born again by hearing the word of God, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God. That's the thing that borns us. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. The gospel is the incorruptible seed. The gospel brings the new birth. All right, now listen to this. A jailer. You know the story, Acts 16. Paul and Silas had been beaten, thrust into the inner cell, their feet in the stocks. They sang and prayed. God answered. An earthquake came. The doors were opened. The bands were loose. And the jailer was about to commit suicide. And Paul said, do thyself no harm. We're all here. And the jailer said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Paul and Silas said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31. Acts 16:32. And they spake unto him, and to all his house, the word, they spake the word of God. Beloved, here's the thing that I'm trying to drive home to you today. It is impossible to be saved without hearing the word of God. And I'm not talking about mental hearing. I'm not talking about hearing with the physical ear. I'm talking about hearing with the heart. You hear the word, you're convinced that you need a Savior. You're convinced that the wages of sin is death. You're lost and undone without God. You desire to be born again. You hear the word, you receive the word, you believe the word, and the word is the power of God unto salvation, the incorruptible seed. The word is the water that washes. Now ye are clean. John 15:3. Now ye are clean through the word, not the baptistry, not the River Jordan, but the word, John 15:3. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, Ephesians 5:26. Many of them which heard the word believed, 5,000 souls were saved. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if I could get 100 letters in the next few days saying, Brother Green, I heard the word, I believe the word, I receive the word, and God saved me. Wouldn't it be wonderful if I could get 100 testimonies? Peter preached one little sermon, 5,000. I say one little sermon, I mean by that short, just a few minutes, not as long as I'm preaching on the radio. Peter didn't preach as long as I'm preaching on the radio. On the day of Pentecost, he preached about 5 minutes. 3,000 were saved. Here, he preached less than 5 minutes. 5,000 people saved. Why? He preached the word. They heard the word. They believed the word. And the word is the dynamite, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now, Cornelius was a good man. He feared God. He gave a lot of money to help the poor. You'll read it in Acts 10. And one day, God sent a messenger to Cornelius, and he said in Acts 11 and verse 13 or 14, well, verse 13, he said, you send and get Simon Peter, send to Joppa. That's verse 13. And in verse 14, God said to Cornelius through the messenger, Peter shall tell thee words, W-O-R-D-S, words, whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. Now, Peter preached in the house of Cornelius. And in verse 34, 10:34, Acts 10:34, Peter said, God is no respecter of persons. And then in verse 39, they crucified Jesus. They hanged him on a tree. In verse 40, God raised him. Then in verse 43, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall have remission of sins, whosoever believeth. Verse 44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all that heard the word, all that heard the word. Now, what did Peter preach? God is no respecter of persons. Jesus died for all. He died for all, everyone, the world, whosoever will. It's not God's will that any perish, but all repent. You are one of the whosoever. Peter said, God is no respecter of persons. Peter preached to Cornelius that they crucified Jesus on a tree, but God raised him the third day. And then Peter preached that whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. And while Peter was speaking these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all which heard the word. Now, beloved, you've heard the word today, and I'm begging God for your soul. If you're not saved, I'm begging for your soul. I beg every unsaved person to hear this word. Hear this word. For by God's grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I've given to you the word of God. If you'll believe on Jesus right now, just in your own words, just pray out loud, Dear Jesus, I believe you died on the cross. They buried you in the tomb, and God raised you the third day, and I believe you sit at the right hand of God now. Save me, Jesus. Come into my heart, Jesus. Forgive my sins, Jesus. I've heard the word. I believe the word. Save me. And I'll guarantee you on the authority of God's infallible word, God will save you. Jesus will come into your heart, and you'll know it right now. Give your heart to Jesus. Bow your head. Receive him. God will save all who'll believe on Jesus right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, through the shed blood of his cross, save all who have heard and believed today. Thank you, Father, for the souls you're saving now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green speaking to you again. You know, as we get closer to the Christmas season, it's only natural that we begin thinking about gifts for those people who are special in our lives. And today I have a couple of things in our gift offer C that I think you would find very helpful and very useful in giving to others or just to have for yourself. We call this gift offer C, and it contains three great items: a Bible, a book about Christ, and an album of music. And all of this is available to you if you simply ask for offer C and send a donation of at least $35. Please send more if you can. Every dollar you send helps keep this program on the air. And remember, you must ask for the offer to receive it. So many of our listeners send in donations every month and never ask for literature. So if you Don't ask for the offer. We will not know that you want it. But, and also, I might add, if you would like to order several sets of this offer with Christmas in mind, you may certainly do so. Just tell me how many sets you want, and please send a gift of at least $35 for each set that you order. And in return, I'm going to send you first a book by my father entitled Our Savior, 182 pages long, a hardback book dealing with Christ in depth. It is, in fact, the work of our Savior, past, present, and future. Three chapters, and he goes into depth straight from the Bible, as always. I know you will learn much from this book. Then we have a musical album, A Traditional American Christmas. These are all instrumental songs, so you can be about your work and enjoy the Christmas music. 11 songs in all, such as Angels We Have Heard on High, O Christmas Tree, Carol of the Bells, What Child Is This, and more. A great album. Finally, we have a Bible for you, a very special Bible, the Thin Line Large Print King James Version Bible. Now, this does not have the Scofield notes, but it has full-color maps. It's a red-letter edition. There's a presentation page. It's a great, great Bible to study from and use. So, to get all three of these great items, just ask for gift offer C and send your gift of at least $35. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.